This is KLCC. I'm Dorothy Velasco with the Ashland Review. The new season at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland celebrates the 450th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth. Included this spring are one of his earliest works, The Comedy of Errors, and The Tempest, the last play considered to be written by Shakespeare alone. The festival's version of The Comedy of Errors, set during the exciting Harlem Renaissance in the 1920s and performed in the small Thomas Theater, is the most endearing, funniest production of the play I've ever seen. A program note tells us that Harlem represents Shakespeare's Ephesus, and Louisiana is Syracuse. Shakespeare, inspired by Roman comedies about mistaken identity, expanded the hilarity by creating two sets of identical twins, two masters, both named Antipholus, and two servants, both called Dromio. The first Antipholus and Dromio, separated from the family as babies in a shipwreck, are rescued and raised in Harlem. The second Antipholus and Dromio return home to Louisiana with Aegean, the father of the Antipholus twins. The mother is presumed dead. When the second Antipholus and Dromio set out to find their lost brothers, they take so long that Aegean also sails for Harlem, where he is jailed and threatened with death. There's a law that anyone from Louisiana who sets foot in Harlem shall hang. Director Kent Gash brilliantly gives us a balance of serious and delirious. In this production, the women are strong and resilient. The wife of the first Antipholus is a feminist yearning for equality. Her sister is intelligent and upright. The courtesan is a shrewd businesswoman. The abbess helps the needy. And Dr. Pinch, an exorcist, has been transformed into a Santeria priestess. Because of quick entrances and exits, the two sets of twins are often played by two sets of actors. In this case, Toby Wyndham plays both Antipholus twins, and Rodney Gardner plays both Dromios. What joy they give us with their inventive interpretations and rapid changes of jackets and accents. It's a happy surprise to hear Shakespeare's words pronounced with a Louisiana accent. The whole cast is superb, and all the gags grow naturally out of the situation rather than being superficially imposed. And what the actors do with a rope is a lesson in creative stagecraft. The costumes and effects are imaginative and gorgeous. The Duke is dazzling in leopard-trimmed evening clothes. The set is like a Roman stage with three houses side by side, but representing different locales. I promise it will be no error if you are lucky enough to see The Comedy of Errors. This is Dorothy Velasco with KLCC's Ashland Review.